maybe you've noticed the stairs, the groceries, everything that's not as easy as they used to be. And you're starting to wonder, what would it look like to get a little help? At Care.com, asking for support doesn't mean giving up independence. The right kind of help lets you stay in charge. Whether you know what kind of care you need or you're just starting to look, Care.com is here to help. You can find background-checked in-home caregivers who fit your budget, or explore senior living communities at your own pace. Read reviews, request tours, compare options. And if it all feels overwhelming, our senior care advisors, all master's-level social workers, can help you create a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
I have gotten carried away in the past, and I've looked like a Cheez-It.
I have selective hearing,
yeah,
as we know.
Shut up and eat your dinner.
Well, you can't let someone have drunk McDonald's by themselves.
I was mad. I was definitely mad. I'm, like, rational, though.
You want to go out and shake your ass.
I did say that.
And I said, I'm sure there will be lots of ass shaking to be done.
When you get new stuff in the mail, do you wash it before... you wear it?
Nope. Clothing I do not wash before wearing, but like sheets and stuff,
yeah,
I wash before I put them on my bed.
Agreed. Anything that's gonna like go like make contact with my face,
yeah, like face cloths, things like that.
Also like underwear, I'll put like underwear in the wash before.
Underwear, I don't.
I definitely don't either.
You don't?
Yeah.
I just ordered all new underwear from Skims, and it comes, like, individually wrapped.
Yeah.
See, the reason that I think underwear is fine, but the clothes actually is, like, kind of disgusting, is, like, you're buying clothes. A million people have tried on this clothes. Also, like, think of all the people that have...
But I think Katie's thinking that people have tried on her underwear.
And nobody's tried on your underwear, though.
I mean, you never know. You never know.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're even allowed anymore.
Like, the second you open a pack of underwear, like, they're definitely not reselling that. I feel like they just throw it away.
True. But what about bathing suits?
I would wash.
I just throw it all in.
You're supposed to have to wear underwear when you try that on.
I throw it all in, like that. But and sheets, agreed. But, yeah, like, this outfit I'm wearing right now, I... took it out of the package and put it right on.
That's what I was wondering.
But I know, I understand why people wash everything before they wear it. I am just a little too lazy for that.
I mean, I fully agree. I don't wash anything before I wear it in terms of like clothing.
Yeah.
I will do sheets like you mentioned, but I do not do clothes.
And of course, like it's always the best wear too.
For
because,
sure.
Because like it's how it was intended. And then I sometimes like fuck it up in the washer. So
I have
might as well give it one go of perfection.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this a lot lately though, because obviously like I do a lot of shopping on the RealReal, and the RealReal is obviously like somebody else's clothes. And
oh yeah, that's different. If I bought something from a thrift store or like resale, I definitely would. Like if I get something on Depop, I wash it.
1000%.
But I haven't been. I mean, obviously I've been washing it, but like first wear, have not.
Doesn't the RealReal, do they like clean it?
There's no way.
Is there, there's not like a...
For sure, no. Definitely not. I don't think.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked. I mean, it's like a thrift store.
True.
Just for like nice stuff.
True.
And it usually smells like a warehouse, like when you first get it. If it like
you're really selling it.
I mean, if it like really smells warehousey, then I'll wash it. But if it's only like light warehouse, I'll be like, eh.
What's the most recent thing you got from The RealReal?
What is the most recent thing I got? Oh, I bought that Canada Goose jacket that I've been wearing.
Oh, okay.
That I will say, totally should have washed it because it's like this very unique Canada Goose jacket where it's like no hood, but there's a fur collar situation. I don't know, Colby, you've seen it. What is it? I mean, it's right over there.
Someone's really clap, like,
hey, your neighbor's loud as hell.
Really, like, Sherpa.
Loud.
Okay, yeah, so it's like, right? Sherpa or something like that. It's like behind you, Katie. It's whatever that is. But it's like no...
I can't see. God is shining his sun in my face.
God loves it when I come over. He loves to see me. He loves to see me plopped on this floor.
Literally, whenever Adam walks through the door, the sun is shining in here.
Good morning, starshine. It's a gorgeous day. The world's as well.
Literally right in my face.
Anyways, that is the most recent thing I bought, which is this Canada Goose jacket. And it has like a Sherpa collar. And okay. I noticed that my neck started breaking out. And I went and told Colby and I was like, oh my God, my neck started breaking out. And I literally think it's from the Sherpa collar. And so I washed the Sherpa collar the other day because it's detachable.
And you're better now.
And I was going to say, did you mess it up? Because one time I had a fur trim on a hood for a jacket. And I think I put it in the dryer or something and it like fried.
Oh God.
burned.
Well, as we know. As we've talked about many a time,
I actually think my mom did work. That, not to place blame, but like I definitely wouldn't have dried a piece of fur.
No.
I mean, our dryer doesn't work, luckily, so like I just air dried it. But
wait, so you had another man's sweat on your skin, and that was why you were breaking out, you think?
Perhaps.
Like someone else's perspiration? Something
in that Sherpa, the collar, was not doing good things for me. But like, I can't just wash a Canada Goose jacket.
Yeah,
like,
I need to go get a dry clean.
Yeah. So I was like, eh, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to wear it. And obviously, it didn't work out for me. I haven't broken out since high school. And suddenly, my neck is covered in
the front of your neck? Wow,
that's a blessing.
Because, like, the Sherpa collar, like, it's one of those ones that it can wrap around your face, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
So you can, like, pop the collar and then wrap it around your face. Mm-hmm. And it, like, stands up on its own, but then it also has like a button closure. And so when it was really cold, I was kind of like,
it's like a pilot's jacket almost.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It's
okay.
So chic. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
Right. So
it,
like, someone's sweat for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Getting destroyed. Absolutely.
You could tell yourself it was your own.
My sweat would never do that to me. My sweat would never break me out like that.
Your sweat would never betray you like that.
No. But yeah,
my skin has been going through it recently.
Yours has?
How have you been maintaining your complexion since high school?
How have I been maintaining my complexion since high school?
Yeah, you said you haven't broken out since high school.
I just, you know.
Yeah, what's your secret other than just being a man?
Just being a boy. I'm convinced, though, that like everybody who has these really intricate skincare routines, like that's how you're breaking out so much.
Yeah, my dad told me one time when I was complaining about my hormonal acne that I should just use a bar of soap. In the shower and that's it, and I will be fine. I'll be cured. He was not correct because it was hormones. I had to get on a different birth control.
Well, like the bar of soap thing also, like that just dries you out. Like I feel like as long as you just have like a basic face wash and a moisturizer, like that's all you need now.
I agree. You don't need all the frills.
Like the industry that makes the serums and blah, 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 like all that shit. Like
this is coming from Mr. used to be like 18 step skincare routine.
No, I do have an 18 step skincare routine, but it's like the basics.
What do you use? What's your skincare routine? Walk us through.
I use some kind of face wash with what's it called? Salicylic acid. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it salicylic? Is that what it is?
Yeah, something like that.
Sure. Like a little bit of salicylic acid in it, but I don't use that every day. I use it like every other day because it's a little bit too harsh on my skin. And the other days I'll use just like a basic like Cetaphil or like some kind of face wash.
Love.
The best. And then what else do I do? Like sometimes I'll do a serum, like one serum, like a bright, like a vitamin C or like a hyaluronic acid.
So you are using serums.
Yeah, but like the very basic, like Dr. Dennis Gross, like Dr. Made.
Of course, Dr. Dennis Gross.
The very super basic.
Super basic, expensive.
$75 vitamin C serum.
Top shelf. Top shelf.
No, but that's the good stuff. Like,
he gets it.
He is a doctor, and so he just gets it. Like, you know, I wouldn't be using, like, a non doctor.
Because it's Dr. Dennis Gross.
Because it's Dr. Dennis. I'm falling for the marketing, I guess. But yeah, I just use that and then I use moisturizer. And
that's that on that. I feel like your skincare routine is more complex than you think it is.
I feel like it's three steps.
Okay.
It's face wash, it's a serum, and then it's moisturizer.
Okay.
I'm allergic to vitamin C. I've learned that the hard way.
Really?
Or vitamin C serums, yeah. Huh. They give me like flare-ups. My skin is so sensitive and I have so many just like random skincare products that I feel like I've collected even since we moved in from like going to events and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I always want to try them, so I keep them in my cabinet. And I never do because I'm scared of what they're going to do to my skin. So now I just have like a million bottles of stuff.
You're waiting for a rainy day to try them when you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
For a few days. And that's just never going
to
happen.
Yeah. Or I just never will be brave enough to try.
I'll go shopping in Colby's skincare closet. I'll look for the Dr. Dennis Gross.
I don't have that.
For Dr. D.
I don't have Dr.
Dr. D. Dr. D told me that I needed Botox when we met him.
We did meet him in Times Square.
Yep.
That was crazy.
That's tough.
He did tell me I needed Botox.
He said I destroyed my skin barrier, which is so true.
I think I have too. I actually have been watching something that you shouldn't wash your face with face wash in the morning, only at night. You should just wash your face with water in the morning because it like is too much stripping.
And you know, I totally understand that, but like, Every morning without fail, I wake up with mascara under my eyes. Yeah. Even if I haven't worn mascara in like 3 days.
That happens to me too.
So I'm sorry, I need to do something about that. Sometimes I'll go in with like a wipe, but like sometimes that's not enough. So like, but I understand.
It's like out of habit and then I'll think about it sometimes, but like, especially if I work out, I'm like, I need to clean my skin with more than just water.
Right. No, it's true. And then I'll just do moisturizer and I do a serum, but I only do my serum at night. I have a night serum.
Dr. G? Dr. DG?
No, mine's like, it's Korean.
Oh, love.
Like they sent it to me unprovoked.
Snail
Mucin? I don't remember giving them my address.
Snail Mucin also broke my face out so badly.
Yeah. Wow.
That, I think, caused my first perioral dermatitis flare-up.
I will say that skin condition,
yeah,
perioral, whatever, dermatitis is having a moment right now.
Yes,
I swear, it's like
I have
everyone
it.
Has it. Everyone on TikTok is like, "How
it's
I'm healing
we're
my
all using these like How random like... products."
Okay,
that
but Colby
we don't
like
need.
Self-diagnosed herself with a lot of things.
No, I literally went to a dermatologist. I stupidly went to urgent care, and then they gave me a steroid cream that made it
when was
10
this?
Times worse.
This was like last year.
The summer of my sister's wedding.
Oh,
and then I
okay.
had to be on steroids for 3 months.
I remember this.
We talked about this in the pod. I remember.
Me being like, you're faking it.
I really have it.
I believe it. Wait, so what even is it? Is it just like bumps?
Yeah. Well, when I got it, my whole like lower, actually like it spread to like my whole face because it can be like around your nose if you use Flonase, which I was using at the time.
Oh.
And now I have to use fluoride-free toothpaste. Cinnamon's also a trigger.
Cinnamon?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I love cinnamon.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
It's pretty crazy. But also, like, it's hard to know what actually causes it because I was using toothpaste with fluoride. I, at the time, would, like, put cinnamon in coffee sometimes, and then I would also use Flonase. Like, anything could have been the trigger, but I haven't reintroduced doing any of that because I just don't want to deal with it again.
Not worth it.
But it was like so red and swollen and like painful.
Yeah maybe I have that. Maybe that's what's on the back of my neck.
No, I don't think you have
perioral. It is like around your mouth.
I've been seeing a lot of people posting about it.
Yeah,
but I guess this time of year
Hailey Bieber has it, but the road is apparently clean for it. I do use the peptide glazing milk, and I have the prequel dupe of the glazing milk, and I like that as
yes.
well.
Yes, I ran out of that. I need to get. Well, I went to get the glazing milk again, and they were out at Sephora.
Yeah, they're sold out all the time.
No surprise. So I had to switch up my routine. Now I'm doing Summer Fridays cushion cream.
I highly recommend all of the prequel stuff. It's at Target.
Oh, good to know. I think I saw someone. Wow, skincare is a huge industry.
Yeah.
Huge industry, and like I feel like it never used to be this big. I remember when like Drunk Elephant came to the scene when we were in college.
Yeah.
And I was like, how much for a moisturizer?
So expensive.
Like,
oh God, don't even also get me started. I have to buy a new foundation and I've been coping with it for like 3 weeks.
And my thoughts and prayers.
I know.
The founder of Drunk Elephant just bought like this massive, massive, massive McMansion in Texas, I think.
I mean,
on the news.
I understand why. They have a lot of money.
Elephant founder.
You should get the House Labs Foundation.
Really? I was going to revert back to Giorgio Armani. Oh my God. Tongue twister silk? This morning. Yeah. I had been using the Makeup Forever Studio HD, the like glowy one, and I was going to go back to Luminous Silk.
I mean, you can't go wrong with that. They did change the formula.
But I've heard amazing things about every House Labs product.
The House Labs foundation has changed my life.
Really?
It's so good. The coverage is really good. And it's like dewy. But okay, like, maybe I'll try it. It masks with powder really nicely. Like,
okay.
I feel like it also stays longer. I don't know what.
Okay, I think
maybe I'm just convincing myself. But I also think I, like, for once in a very long time, have actually gotten the correct color for my face. Mm. And maybe that's part of it.
It's also really hard for me to cope with because I also am going to go buy this foundation before the wedding that I have next weekend because that's, like, the next time that I anticipate putting foundation on. And I'm going to be pale going to the store and hopefully not as pale by the time I'm going to the wedding.
Well, speaking of Drunk Elephant, you need those little drops.
What kind of drops?
The bronzing drops. And you put it in your foundation, like however much you need to like even out with your tan. If you have like tanner on, for example, that's been helping me. Cause like I'm not buying these foundations are like $80 or whatever.
No, it's
like
disgusting.
I'm not buying multiple. Like I'm not doing that.
No,
we're buying one. And then I'm just going to add bronzer drops to make it darker to match my tan.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
What's the difference between those and just like normal self tan drops?
They don't self tan you.
They're not permanent. Like,
lasting.
They just give you a little tan glow.
Just a little boost.
A little boost.
But you can't get carried away. That has happened to me. And I have gotten carried away in the past. And I've looked like a Cheez-It.
I love that for you. That was actually me over the weekend. I put on way too much self tanner.
But you know what? I'd rather, and that happened to me too. I did a little too much on my face. I don't know if you can tell, but like I did two layers like a crazy person. Why'd I do that? I don't know. And I woke up looking like a cutie tangerine. And I said to myself, well, I'd rather be this than pale. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'd rather be orange.
That's fair. I'm going to get my spray tan tomorrow night before I go to Miami.
Are you so excited for your trip? So excited. Do you guys have like plans?
Yes, but I was not involved in any of the planning. So,
you know what? I was on Venmo, like transferring when you paid us.
Yeah.
I like transferred my money to my bank and I saw on my news feed on the Venmo news feed
that you were paying, he finally booked his flight.
That you were paying people and it was like the subject line was like Miami or something. And I was like, oh, Adam's paying people for plans. Like,
no, I was literally like, just Venmo across me. I have no idea what's going on. I booked my flights literally 2 days ago. For a flight in 2 days.
What time is your spray tan?
I haven't booked yet, but it's going to be at night, I guess. So I can sleep in it.
Yeah, good call. Marinate.
You're going to have to go late.
Yeah.
They're open.
Oh my God, wait. We have plans. I was like, it's tomorrow Thursday?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh no.
They close at like 11:30 or something.
So you could go after.
I think I'll have to go pre-plans.
Oh no.
You don't think so?
Well, you're going to smell it up. You're going to stink up the place.
Does it smell?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, and you just look, for me, I look kind of crazy.
How early do they open? My flight's 7 a.m.
Like, my hair is like...
5 a.m.
You might be better to go tonight.
That might be a better idea.
Yeah, go tonight. Go tonight.
This keeps happening to you every time that you think about getting a spray tan.
I know. But I'm also notorious, I feel like, for like doing any type of tanning like early in the day, and then I'll just develop throughout the day as my plans go on.
Right.
But like with a spray tan specifically, you have to wear like a baggy outfit because you don't like it doesn't dry while you're there.
Yeah.
And then
someone should really fix that, no?
What do you mean? You have to like avoid putting tight clothing on after the fact.
Well, you could do, like, Sugared and Bronzed doesn't do it, but I've gotten, like, a clear spray tan before.
What's that?
Where it, like, develops. But it's, like, I've only ever gotten it with a person that, like, comes. They're called, like, mobile spray tanners. They'll, like, come to your
house.
But
that also scares me to put tight clothes on it. Because you wouldn't know if it was, like, rubbing off. Like, that's the whole point of wearing loose clothes, too, is so it doesn't, like, rub off.
Maybe I should just self-tan.
I mean, why don't you just go get a spray tan tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're offering you a solution, Adam. It doesn't sound like you're listening to us.
I don't like to listen. I just like to live in Adam world. And
we know.
I have selective hearing.
Yeah.
As we know.
The ears aren't always on.
No. They're on. They just pick and choose what to...
Selective.
What to digest.
Selective hearing. Well, listeners, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good. I am gearing up to make a stew today.
Okay, stew,
it's
girl.
It's a big day. I'm adding parsnips. Big Ooh. Day.
Wow.
What exactly is a parsnip? Is it a root vegetable?
It is a root vegetable. It looks similar to a carrot, but it's like lighter in color. And
what's like okay, special that's what about I thought. It?
So I'm like trying to think. I've definitely had parsnips before, but I don't know how it's like different than a carrot.
I guess what inspired you to put a parsnip in your stew?
I discovered this important conversations on the podcast. I discovered this New York Times recipe for beef stew that involves, get this, maple syrup.
Oh, fancy.
I'm trying it though. It got great reviews. I'm looking up how it does a parsnip taste, just so I... Sweeter, earthier, nuttier version of a carrot.
Oh. Okay, so this is a beef stew.
You said they have right. a starchy, potato-like texture when cooked. Yeah, beef stew.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay, so it's like a potato.
It's like a potato.
Potato.
It is. I'm making turnip. A stew.
I love potatoes.
Wow,
I love
really potatoes excited. Did you already buy the turnips? I'm really intrigued parsnips. By the turnips. Parsnips.
I understand. They're probably, you know what? They've got to be in the same family.
Your ears. I just validated that my ears are always turned on.
That Adam doesn't listen when we speak.
Colby was like, there he goes. There he goes again.
Yeah, I bought all the ingredients yesterday, and I'm feeling prepared.
I love that for
I don't
you.
Know that's like my big activity of the day.
Okay, Katie, how do you pronounce the word missile?
Oh, well, I know how Jack would pronounce it, and I would pronounce it differently. I would say missile.
How does Jack pronounce it?
Missile. But that's
the
like a British
point, I guess. Adam was speaking in British this morning. Adam had a British tongue this morning.
What did you say? Missile?
Yeah. I was like, what is a missile?
I don't even know what I was talking about, but
the icicles.
Oh my God, because I was walking down the street the other day and all of a sudden, like, literally icicles, like, straight up out of Final Destination started flinging themselves from the buildings, like, in front of everybody around me.
So scary.
And people were literally, like, running up to hug the wall, like, running into the street. Like, it was, like, really quite the ordeal. And it was on Colby and I's street. And so, anyways, I was explaining how this had happened to Colby. And I was like, they were coming down, like, missiles. And Colby was
you
like...
You would say it that way.
And Colby was like, what the frick is a missile? And I was like, you know.
Adam goes, well, I think most people say missile. but not you.
See, now it doesn't sound like a real word, but Google says
missile.
Yeah.
So
Adam looked that up.
Oh!
And then he had to then watch like a dialect video.
Yeah, there's UK British versus USA yeah. American. Yeah.
Good. Actually, this is like our exact trajectory while Colby and I were walking to this apartment.
I was like, I literally go, why do you care about this? Like,
I was like, I need to prove that people also call it missile.
Oh, Australians also say missile.
So I thought the Australians, the Brits.
Tomato, who have you tomato. Been talking to that's been talking about missiles in their accent?
Nobody. You know, things just like come to my head, I feel like. And I just decided to say missile. And Colby stopped me in my tracks and was like, what the hell are you saying?
Like bagel. Like,
what is that? No, but he'll always say bagel.
I say bagel?
Yes.
I say bagel.
Okay, you're getting better, but yeah. I remember like early days of the podcast.
You literally on this podcast would argue and be like, it's a bagel.
It's a bagel.
No, it's a bagel.
It's a bagel.
Bagel. Yeah. Bagel. Correct.
I mean, I say like bagel, I feel like, which is like beg and then L. I don't think I ever said bagel.
Well, you said something that was like noticeably different, and you were very adamant that that was how it was pronounced.
Yeah.
Adamant.
I can validate that. I remember it all too well.
All too
well. But you say bagel now.
Bagel.
Yeah.
I'm getting so better. So much
War
better.
Is over. Wait, but speaking of icicles, did you see my Instagram story yesterday?
No.
Okay. Well. Wow, great. Keeping up with me, really. Seriously.
I was a busy little girl yesterday.
Well, it's probably still up. Hasn't been 24 hours. Okay. But there is a gigantic icicle on the back of my apartment building. Mm-hmm. It is gigantic. And it's making me worried that someone's going to get...
impaled.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I saw firsthand what Final Destination would look like for me.
But, like, what do you do to, like, do you, someone could come over and, like, on purpose try to, like, get it down so then it crashes down and doesn't hit a person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, somebody needs to go chop it up and, like, control the situation.
Okay.
It's got to be you, Katie.
No,
does not have to be me.
When I saw that, like, my first thought was, like, I can picture that impaling someone.
Well, I feel like it's going to, like, shake the building when it falls. It's actually so...
it's that big?
It's, like, girthy, okay? It's, like, thick.
It's, like, 20 feet long.
Yeah.
20 feet?
It comes, like, from the top of my building, which is, like, three-ish floors, and then all the way down to the ground.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, how did that happen? Okay, where does the water come from?
It's from, like, this... I think from the snow melting. Everywhere there's black ice from the snow melting and then it freezing overnight.
I mean, that ice cream.
The snow has got to go, though. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, Colby was very unhappy this morning on our walk.
It's all covered in, like, pee.
Yeah, because of the dogs and...
okay, honestly, I feel like if this icicle hit someone, like, they would be fine. Like, this seems like a dainty little icicle.
The one that on the back of my apartment?
I mean, it's for sure massive.
It's not dainty at all.
It's massive, but it's, like...
it's, like, 12 feet long.
That's why I think it would hit somebody and then just, like, crack in half. Like, this isn't one of the ones that would, like... kill you.
Ugh.
I don't think
death by icicle, not a good way to go.
Yeah, it looks a little flimsy in my opinion. This is not the strong icicle.
Wait, I do have a question on the topic of temperature. I was debating this the other day with someone. Would you rather be like
boiling hot?
Yeah, boiling hot or freezing cold?
Freezing
and
cold.
I'm talking like the extreme of either one, like so hot you're gonna like pass out, or so cold that you're like,
am I like on a beach when I'm really hot? It's like circumstantial.
You're not going in the water to like, there's relieve nothing yourself. To relieve. Yeah,
but if I'm really cold, do I have a blanket?
No, you're just...
this is so morbid. It's like, you're going to die. Are you going to die by being freezing or by being really hot?
Well, my vote is always hypothermia, always, like, cold.
I think the right answer is extremely cold.
Well, because then eventually you go into, like, a euphoric state where you don't feel cold.
Correct.
When you're hot, I don't know what happens.
Well, yeah. I guess if we're going... to die this way.
I didn't bring that part up. Adam brought that up.
I think I would also choose hypothermia just because I hate the feeling of being like lightheaded and like woozy when you're hot. And true. I feel like that is how you would then pass out if you were really hot and like go unconscious. So I would rather like just be really cold, I guess, even though I hate being cold so much.
I need to be cold when I sleep.
Yeah.
Same.
So I've been loving this weather and the fact that my windows are slightly open at all times recently, because when I've been sleeping, I've slept very well.
Colby and I's apartment is pretty cold at night, I feel like.
Yeah.
My bedroom gets so hot.
I have a space heater on wheels I've been wheeling around with me, though. Wherever I go, it comes with me. It's like my little...
oh my God, when Colby and I had to buy the space heaters, I was convinced that our electric bill was like through the roof, like when our heat died or whatever. Did I already talk about this?
No.
It
doesn't really do that much. It doesn't really...
well, Colby and I's electric bill was literally $500. And I was like...
shut up. For a month or for several months?
Well, I thought it was for a month. Basically, the whole
Adam
situation...
Adam was like, I have to email the landlord and tell him that he has to pay some of this. And I was like, yeah, get that email going.
Well, because essentially, obviously, Colby and I's heat broke, which I think I talked about.
You did talk about
that. For a few days when my parents were here after Christmas.
Yeah, you talked about that.
And so I had to get a space heater. And we bought the space heater, and he was like deducted from the rent because he couldn't get somebody into our apartment to fix it in time. And so naturally, we were days with like the coldest apartment known to man. I could see my breath going to sleep at night. And so we were running the space heater nonstop. And Alex had told me that like our heat electric bill was going to be through the roof. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so scared. Like, I need to look out for whatever. Like, hopefully like our landlord would pay some of it. And then sure enough, like Colby and I get our electric bill. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to tell Colby that our electric bill is like literally $550. And so I was like, okay, I need to email the landlord. Like, I'm going to make him pay some of this. Like, I'm just going to like, he needs to at least pay the difference of what our normal electric bill is and then what it is with this. And so then
that honestly makes sense. Yeah, that is rational.
Like, he should deduct it from the rent.
No, I understand. Yeah, yeah. Now like, I'm understanding.
Yeah, because I'm rational. I wasn't like, you need to pay the whole thing. I was because like, it you need was to pay his, the difference.
He should have, mm-hmm. in theory, had a working exactly. in unit for you.
For sure. And so, anyways, literally right as I'm about to send the email, I'm like, maybe I should check to see if I paid our last bill. And then, I don't know how this thought
the
came
lights
in my head.
Were still on.
But yeah, the lights were still on. And then sure enough, I did not pay our last bill because I just didn't realize we weren't on auto pay. And so the $500 was actually just a collection of electric bills. You guys know that Matchmade loves Quince. Quince is all about elevated essentials that feel effortless. Designed for layering and mixing, each piece helps build a timeless wardrobe made to last. With versatile silhouettes and thoughtful details, they're the kind of styles you wear again and again.
I have my eye on the 100% washable silk slip dress on their website, thinking of wearing it for Valentine's Day. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Quince has the wardrobe staples with quality that's made to last. Think 100% organic cotton sweaters, premium denim made with stretch for all-day comfort, luxe cotton cashmere blends, perfect for the changing seasons, everything you need for a wardrobe that actually lasts. And I love that Quince works directly with safe, ethical factories that cuts out the middlemen, so you're not paying for brand markup, just high-quality clothing.
Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out!
This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at youbeauty.com.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Sometimes, yeah, you have to look at the period. Sometimes it's like 3 months.
Correct.
And they'll just randomly be like, okay, we're going to bill you right now.
So like literally, thank God I didn't send. I had the whole thing like ready to go. Like electric bill PDF'd and then I ready to send it to our landlord.
And then you felt a little silly.
Yeah. Well, thank God I didn't send it. That's after okay. I've already given our landlord like enough things. I'm like, our heat's broken. You need to buy us an electric heater.
the caption or the subject line of that email, as somebody who wasn't, I was like, oh, he is big mad. He goes, heat broken, literally freezing is the subject line.
Literally freezing.
Or something like that. I was like, oh my God.
I would not want to be on the receiving end of that.
I was mad. I was definitely mad. I'm like rational though.
Okay.
It was literally, you could see your breath in the apartment. Yeah, no.
Big mad, but rational.
And also meanwhile, I had like my parents barking at me, my aunt and uncle barking at me, being like, we need to get a hotel. And then the hotels were like $1,000 a night because obviously it was right after Christmas.
Right.
So I was in a rational state of mind, guys.
Okay. Well, but it's all
heat
good
broken,
now.
Heat broken, literally freezing. Yeah,
heat broken, literally freezing, but all is well now because
that
this
be the
week,
title of the episode.
This week, it's going to be over 40 degrees.
I know. Okay, 41. I think we might be on the other side of it. I looked at, because I was checking the weather for Adam's vacation this weekend, but obviously New York came up first. And I think for the foreseeable future, it's going to be above freezing at least.
Well, thank goodness for that.
So, hopefully, winter is ending sooner.
I literally can't wait predicted. To get some warmth.
Are you excited for your Valentine's extravaganza so in Miami? Excited.
Me and the gays.
You and the gays. Are you going on a boat? I feel like you must be going on a boat.
We did get a boat Knew for it. Saturday, I think. Yeah.
I can just
Valentine's
see
Valentine's Day sail.
Saturday's the boat day. And then I think Friday, the boys got, like, I'm flying in it in the morning. The boys are flying in tomorrow night. And so they all are going to some hotel and doing, like, spa day. I love hanging out with the gays.
Wait,
lovely.
So they're doing a spa day, and then they're hanging out by the pool of the spa. And so I'm missing the spa day, of course, because of my travel trajectory. But then I think hanging out with them by the pool at this hotel that we're going to. And then I think that's all I got.
That's dinners, all you need.
I'm sure we'll go out.
Yeah, you said that you think it's going to be a chill weekend. I really... I'm not envisioning that for you with this crew.
I like really need a chill weekend though, so I'm really hopeful.
You do. You literally were saying all last weekend and
oh, you're
as of late that you want to go out and shake your ass.
I did say that,
and I said I'm sure there will be lots of ass shaking to be done in Miami. And Adam said, I don't think so. I think it's going to be really chill. So we'll see.
We'll see if you actually end up having a chill weekend.
I have been like nonstop talking about how I'm craving going out. Like I feel like I'm going out actually quite a lot. Like I went out last night, but like going out now is like going to a dinner and then getting a drink somewhere after, like a nightcap.
You want to like rage face.
I want to like shake my ass and like be on
Miami
a table.
Miami with a bunch of gays sounds like the perfect opportunity for that.
I completely agree. And I want to be like dancing on a table to Closer by the Chainsmokers, like, and Sorry by Justin Bieber. Like that's
see that
the vibe
for you.
That I'm chasing for me. And okay. I haven't found it lately. We tried to find it on Saturday. We tried to go to Acme, and we were quite literally the only people.
We tried to go to Jeans first.
Jeans was like, get out of here. You're not welcome.
It was also extremely early.
Yeah, it was like 8 p.m. We were like, we're trying to go to the club at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't like us. And then Acme, we were quite literally the only people in the entire establishment.
Adam goes, let's stay here for 40 minutes.
I was like, just give me 40 minutes. I'm convinced people will come. And they were coming as we're leaving.
Yeah. The disco ball wasn't even turned on.
No. Disco ball was still. It was not moving. Completely stagnant. No light on it. And then Colby and I went home. I tried to order us McDonald's.
No, we didn't. We went to...
Emilio's.
Yeah.
Emilio's. And then we went home.
Yeah.
And I tried to order us McDonald's. And it never came. And I fell asleep on the couch waiting for the McDonald's.
Oh. We've all been there.
I woke up at 2:30 a.m.
Adam
and I
was
like,
I don't know how you're so full. I'm starving. I'm ordering McDonald's. And I was like, okay, shouldn't we get out of the Uber on the side of the road? Because there's a McDonald's right by us. And he goes, oh, no, don't worry. I got it for delivery.
Meanwhile, there's literally a McDonald's below our apartment.
McDonald's is 100 feet away.
Quite literally below our apartment.
Yeah, that would have made more sense to go there.
I should have just waltzed out of our apartment and gotten the McDonald's.
Wait, so it never showed up?
No.
Did they cancel?
I woke up at 2:30 a.m. on our couch and I was like...
Yeah, I left my door open to like keep you company from my bed. But I fell so asleep.
I was being a menace on my phone, as Adam Harrison does, and I was just waiting for the McDonald's endlessly and then fell asleep and then woke up at 2:30 a.m. and look at my phone. Because I was like, I wonder if they tried to drop off the McDonald's and they had canceled it. Which is so rude of them, because they're next door to us. They were probably like, fuck this dude.
They
like,
probably ran out of french
they
fries.
They also probably had no drivers because it was 0 degrees.
I didn't even want french fries. I literally ordered like 100 chicken nuggets. And they were like, I guess they were like, we can't make that many. Oh, that's the whole thing. It was a BOGO. It was BOGO chicken nuggets.
Of course there was a sale.
Yeah.
Of course.
BOGO chicken nuggets.
You were taking that down.
So I BOGO'd like the 50 pack of chicken nuggets and was expecting 100 chicken nuggets to show up at our door for Colby and I, even though Colby was dead asleep, not hungry.
So for just you.
Yeah. Colby Adam lumped me into his ordering process when I was like, I'm so full.
I was like, shut up and just eat your chicken nuggets.
Shut up and eat your dinner.
Well, you can't let someone have drunk McDonald's by themselves.
Exactly.
It's really
exactly.
like...
Exactly. Honestly, it was for the best. I woke up the next morning and I was like, I'm very happy that the McDonald's never showed up.
Honestly, I love McDonald's and I can't recall the last time I ate it.
Same, but it's so good.
I eat it every road trip without fail.
It's so good. Like
I'm jealous. I want that.
Drive-through McDonald's. Diet Coke in the cup holder.
It sounds lovely.
The best way to live.
I was reminiscing on our Boston road trip last year.
Literally this time last year.
I know. I think I must have gotten a picture that showed up in my...
I was
going
to say, that was what I was going for, the word that I was searching for.
And I think the picture came up of like our little donuts on the straws.
Oh, yeah.
Our cute little Boston pic. We should do another Boston
trip. When we got like snowed in and Adam had to...
He dug us out.
Dig us out of the snow so we could drive back to the city.
We were not getting stuck in Boston.
Adam was like, get me out of here.
Adam Harrison at 6 a.m. with a snow shovel and actively falling snow.
I love a road trip.
I know. We need to run it back. We need the gals to have another show in Boston.
I know. I loved it because it was like a Valentine's adventure for us. It was like very...
I totally forgot that it was a Valentine's Day last year. It was literally this time last year. Exactly.
It was. It was Valentine's Day weekend. That's weird that Valentine's Day was on a weekend. I guess on Saturday this year, not Friday.
And next year, it's on Super Bowl Sunday.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Valentine's Day, Super Bowl Sunday. You know every brand under the sun is going to try to make like a commercial about it.
Oh, yeah.
Or something leading up. That's going to be a huge marketing moment. The fact that Super Bowl Sunday is the same day as Valentine's.
And the Super Bowl is in L.A. next year.
Oh.
Another West Coast event.
Interesting.
I didn't realize this, but a lot of people were talking about it. How, because the Super Bowl was in SF, it was still sunny there when the halftime show was happening. And usually it's dark. So people were like, that also really added to how fabulous it was.
To the vibes. Because
it was like golden hour.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Me neither. A lot of people at the event that I was at were like, it's so weird that it's light out. And I was like, I guess thinking about it really hard now, it's usually dark for the halftime show.
Time zones are crazy, man.
Yeah.
Any dating updates?
Not for me, I don't think. That boy just keeps liking on my damn Instagram stories.
And you keep seeing your stalker.
Oh, and I literally see my stalker all the time.
Wait, the one that you blocked?
No. I actually have no idea that guy found my Snapchat though, and he is now Snapchatting me. And I have no idea how that happened. But
wait, you added him back?
No. I did not add him back.
You gotta block him on Snapchat.
No, I did.
Okay,
for sure.
Good. This is the guy that was sending you pictures.
Free that you blocked him on Instagram.
So free. Although he clearly found another way to contact me.
That's really, really crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. He has problems. And no, I'm talking about my stalker, Barry's. He's like not actually my stalker. He's actually like the sweetest boy.
The guy that put his bag down next to him was like, so that was hard, huh? Or that you said that.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, that was hard, huh?
And I was like, all right, good chat. Yes, and he still does the same thing every single time I see him at Barry's, which is like, he'll give me like a cute like little wave. Like, he just, like, loves seeing me. And then I'll be like, hey, whatever his name. Like, I know his name. Okay, that's the other thing. He definitely does not know my name, but I remember his name. And so I'm always
How do you know that he doesn't know your name?
I can just clock easily, I feel like, when people don't remember my name. You know?
Yeah.
It's like if you say, like, hey, Katie, and you don't say, hey, Adam, then my assumption, and it's every single time, then my assumption is that you don't remember my name.
But you know what? I had this situation happen with my nail lady recently,
okay,
who I love. I am obsessed with her. Her name is Anna, and I know that her name is Anna.
Yeah.
Okay? I know.
Mm-hmm.
But the other day, I had this like moment of anxiety that I was wrong. I was like, wait, no, I think her name is Tina. My brain was like lying to me. And so I know her name is Anna, but I haven't heard anyone say it recently to like reinforce
that feeling
fact.
When you're like, oh God, have I been calling her the wrong name?
Well, that, but I'm like, I'm not sure if I'm right. So I haven't been like addressing her by name recently.
Yeah.
Because I've been kind of like, I see her every week, or every time I go. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm just kind of waiting for someone else to reinforce it so I can go back to saying Anna confidently. Yeah. Because now I'm in like the weird limbo phase of like, am I wrong? But I'm just saying, I relate to this man that like, maybe he thinks he knows your name, but he's not confident.
I definitely don't think this man
knows
my name.
So it's best to just not say it. If you're not confident in it, wait till someone else says it.
Fair. He still literally does the same thing every single time in Barry's though.
Okay.
Or like, I'll be moving to a different part of the studio. So for example, like, I'll be in the class, whatever. He'll come over closer to me and say, like, we'll say hi to each other. And then at the end of the class, I'll be like stretching or something like that. And he'll come put his stuff near me, like just to be close to me while I'm stretching.
Aww.
And then I'll leave the thing. I'll go to the locker room. I'll see him in the locker room. I'll be like, all right, see ya. Like, good to see you. And then I'll go out, put my stuff near like the Theragun machine, and I'll be like Theragunning my legs. And then he'll put his stuff next to the Theragun machine and like just sit there. And then I'll go over to the table to like put my pants on before I like leave the studio. Cause like,
not obviously, the pants.
Like, put my pants on sitting at a table. And then he'll come up and put his stuff on the table. Like, he literally follows me around the studio.
Aww.
I'm like, oh my God.
But see, anyways, like, it's cute, but I understand how that could be seen as a little bit creepy as well.
But he's so like sweet and innocent that I know it's like,
he's good intentions. He doesn't mean to be creepy.
Yeah, like, I think he just wants to talk to me.
He's not, like, stalking. He just, like, wants to be friends.
But he doesn't talk to me. That's, right, like, the thing. He comes up.
He's waiting for you to talk to him.
Correct. And he'll, like, sit there and, like, look around. And I'm like, oh, my God, just say something. I mean, I'll talk to him. I'll be like, so anyways, like, how are you? Like, that was pretty hard, huh?
Yeah, what else are you supposed to say?
I have no clue.
Do you go to the same class every morning? Like, does he know your schedule? He's on the same schedule as you?
Yeah, so I usually go to the same class on Saturday and Sunday.
I see.
Yeah. And so I'll run into him on the weekend.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, it like lights up his life to see, oh, Adam's here again. I have a friend.
He's like, no names here.
No names here. Yeah. You know, kind of back to our last week's conversation about like being in a conversation, if you forget someone's name, whatever, like things like that. I think the rudest thing that has ever happened to me / could ever happen, I feel like this happened in college a lot, would be someone looking at me and being like, what's my name? Worst question.
Has that happened in a movie or something?
I feel like I'm having
a flashback. I remember it happening to something like this, and I'm like, oh, did that happen in real life?
I remember that happening like in college. Like, I would be like having like a dance floor makeout with some random guy at a frat party, and he would like look at me and be like, what's my name? And I'd be like, you're right, I don't know it. Yeah. Like, sorry, guilty. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
You're like, does it matter?
But yeah, we're making out on the dance floor and on an elevated surface.
TFML.
But I think that's honestly like the meanest question you could ever ask someone. Like, you either just like make peace with the fact that they don't know your name and you know it, whatever, or you make a point to like be like, oh, by the way, my name's Katie. Like,
yeah.
Literally point blank asking someone, like, honestly, if you asked me, like, I would I'd freeze up just out of pressure, even if I know someone's name.
I feel like meeting people in bars too, that like is something that happens a lot. But it's usually guys that do ask you that.
Like, what's my name? Yeah, because they're like, they want to catch you in like a vulnerable position so they can reassert
and it's like,
their
sorry,
dominance.
I forgot.
Yeah. But I have to say, like, what I've like never met like a normal person that has asked me that question.
No,
it's always like the worst kind of person.
And guys that say that, and then you're like, okay, but do you remember my name? And they're like,
yeah.
Like,
they're like, I asked you first. Yeah. Men at bars.
Men at bars. Should we answer some questions?
Yeah, I have a good one here. This is actually like a nice topic change
I've literally been flirting with this guy so aggressively on Hinge. That's actually my dating update, but he's 5'6".
Okay.
Is that too short for me?
I don't think so.
It's like half a foot. No, that's a full half foot shorter than me, I think, right?
Are you 6 feet?
Yeah, how tall are we talking
I'm like 5'11 and 3/4.
Are you 5'12?
So
I'm 5'11 and 7/8.
It could work for you.
He's like jacked.
I think it's good.
The chat's bad. Horrible.
Oh, the chat's bad. So what's the redeeming? What are you so attracted to?
He has a great body.
Yeah, he's like jacked.
That was what we got.
Go off, king.
Go off, king. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay.
That sounds like it could be an option.
I feel like you're going to have so many stories when you get back from Florida.
Miami. You need to start listening to that Pitbull song that I said that I was obsessed with.
Which one?
It's called Damn, I Love Miami.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Mr. 305?
Yes, that song has been like all over my TikTok and it's addicting.
I love Pitbull. I want to go to his concert.
So do I.
You know Jack's phone number is a 305 number.
Oh, really? Mr.
305, because he's on his brother's phone plan and his brother went to college in Florida.
Oh, that's so funny.
So he is a 305.
He's a Florida man.
Area code.
Huh.
Anyway, this is a question that we have. This is more so a question for you two.
Oh.
Okay.
Subject line is cue for the corporate baddies.
Okay.
Hi, Matchmade. Love you all and longtime listener here. I have a question for the corporate baddies, aka Adam and Colby, but please, Katie, your input is also appreciated.
She's like, fuck you, girl.
No, honestly, I'll shut up for this one. I'm wondering how you guys manage it all. And by it all, I just mean a typical 9-to-5, going to workout classes, aka berries every day, dating in the city, going out with friends, having hobbies, etc. Like, do you guys just not sleep? I'm newly post-grad and working full-time for the first time ever. I found that during the week, my social battery is zero after work. I work in healthcare, so that might be a factor. But I'm also physically exhausted. I want to create a good routine for myself with exercise, but it seems like I have to wake up at the ass crack of dawn to work out or do it in the evenings when I still have to come home, make dinner, shower, go to bed early enough while being tired. I do not have children, thank God, but I do try to spend time with my partner. We live together. So it seems all parts of my life are being cut short. So I guess what I'm asking is for some advice to a person newly in the full grind of the work world, and how do you manage it? How do I get in a good routine? What was your experience with post-grad and working full-time? Love you all. Bye.
Oof.
It's
tough.
Yeah, it's not easy. But like, you just need to find something that excites you in the routine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really enjoy going to berries. Like, it's something that I look forward to. And so like, mm-hmm. if I can book a berry slash like 6 a.m. or something like that, which, yeah, is the ass crack of dawn, and like, I don't necessarily want to wake up at 5:30, but I feel like I'm like, oh, I wake up at 5:30, my routine is now like, alarm goes off at 5:30, I'll wake up, I'll like put on some music, I'll turn on my hall light, like get some light flowing so that I start to wake up, I'll go crack a Celsius from the fridge, I'll sip on that as I slowly get ready and listen to music. Like, that's like become my morning routine, and it's something that I feel like I look forward to. And then as long as you find something you look forward to, then makes it much easier to do.
I feel like also just reminding yourself that you'll feel better after. I don't enjoy when my alarm goes off to get up for my workout class at all. But I tell myself that I have to get up because I know that I'll feel better if I get up and do the workout class for the hour that I would then spend probably like 30 minutes trying to go back to sleep and then actually fall asleep by the time that my alarm has to go off again. Mm-hmm. Is like the realization you have to get to. But I think also starting with only doing that like a couple of days a week, like you don't have to do that every day. And if she works in healthcare too, I don't know if she's a nurse and like what her shifts are, but utilizing your days off to maybe like also mix things into your routine that you don't have time for during the week. I don't know. It's hard to try and figure it out. Like, you have to then utilize your weekends, which yeah. I have now decided that I like waking up early in the morning and working out before work. It makes my day more productive. I have more energy and I have less excuses where when I used to try and work out after work, I could always find a reason not to go. Yeah. And then on the weekends, I will do like at-home tasks and like mm-hmm. still go to workout classes that I maybe like can't get into during the week or something, sleep in a little bit, dedicate time to seeing people, things like that. But yeah, it's really hard. You kind of have to learn how to schedule like every part of every day.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if maybe, I don't know what your partner does for work, but maybe you guys could go together in the morning to the gym or something.
Yeah, that's that always, like, because you and Jack were going together, right? And it's like a yeah. motivating way,
we'll
I'm sure.
We'll go, like, on the days that he goes to the office, we'll go at like 6, we'll wake up at like 6:30. He usually needs to be at the office by 9, so we'll do like a 7:30 workout before work. And I think that's like the sweet spot. But if like we have to go earlier, like it's motivating to have him literally like shove me out of bed. Mm-hmm. Like the alarm will go off and whoever's like feeling weaker that morning will need to be shoved by yeah. the other person. Like teamwork.
It's the buddy system.
So I wonder if, I don't know if maybe your partner and you are on different schedules, but like I would like think about, that could be really great. And it's like a nice like bonding activity.
Yeah.
The like dreadful walk to the gym, it's like actually kind of fun.
But like, I think like the advice of also finding something that you like doing, like,
no, that's key. That was yeah. a really good like piece
test
of advice.
Things out on the weekends, maybe to start and find what you like, and like, then want to start going during the week and find the time that you can go.
Yeah. I'm confident the people who like dread exercise, like I'm talking like dread, hate, are just doing the wrong thing.
For sure.
Like, or doing something too intense.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be dripping with sweat. Like, not everyone needs that to feel like.
Yeah.
That they have done something or feel fulfilled from exercise.
Also, like, you don't maybe need you don't to be- like going to the gym, you know? Like, maybe that's not fun for you, but maybe you'll like a dance body class.
Dance or body or like Pilates, yoga.
Or yoga.
There's yeah. literally. Now we're like so lucky that we have literally, even in, not even in New York City, thousands of workouts, like yeah. different kinds of workouts.
Or it doesn't even have to be paid. Like maybe you find like some YouTube video, like fitness instructor that you like doing and like buy yeah. yourself a nice yoga mat, do it in your house, have a nice coffee after. Like right. as long as you have some kind of routine baked into it, I feel like it makes it so much easier.
Yeah, you just have to force yourself to do it for like a week and then it gets easier.
You're going to look at other people and be like, how do they do it?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to realize that everyone's looking at everyone thinking, how do they do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like even and people that seem like they do it all, like you guys, I'm sure there's moments where you're like, how did so-and-so do that? How are they doing that? How are mm-hmm. they managing to like, you're just always comparing yourself. So don't beat yourself up too much.
Right.
Yeah. And also like she mentioned that she was having a hard time with like other aspects other than just the gym, but like maybe you dedicate like Tuesdays and Thursday to getting a workout in, and then Monday, Wednesday, Friday you focus on spending time with other people that you feel like you haven't been able to have time for during the week, or like do other things.
Yeah,
like it doesn't have to be full throttle, that it's like a whole overhaul at once of like a routine that all of a sudden you're working out every morning before work.
Right.
I think my secret these days has been not drinking during the week.
Oh, God, yeah. That's like my
I know kryptonite. That's not your thing, but like that helps me significantly.
Yeah.
Like not being hungover at all.
I also think.
Colby and I have literally been going out only on weekdays, I feel like.
Yeah.
Haven't we?
Kind of.
I mean, I definitely have.
Well, winter's a little different.
Yeah.
Winter's
yeah.
a little different.
Yeah.
But I feel like that helps me.
Last night I had like 100 martinis.
Where'd you go last
I've never been drunker in my do? Life than last night, I think. I went to Seahorse at okay. the W Hotel and had 2 martinis and some crudo. And then I went to this place called the Players Club, which is this social club on, what's the park? Gramercy Park?
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
It was really cute. Actually, you would be obsessed with it. And I was thinking that while I was in there. Because mm-hmm. it's this old townhouse that was owned by, I forget who, like either a political figure or like somebody who was famous in the 1900s or 1800s. And so it was his old townhouse. And it's like this massive, massive townhouse that they converted into a social club. And there's a lot of like living spaces with fireplaces and things like that. So like people like get a drink at the bar downstairs and then they'll take it around the house and like go sit in random little areas. And then they still have all of like the memorabilia from the place, like all scattered throughout the house, like behind glass doors and stuff like that. And so,
oh my God, the owner was Edwin Booth.
Yes.
Who is his brother was John Wilkes Booth.
Who killed Abraham Lincoln. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Wait, I'm freaking out.
That's the one. So
he was an actor. Edwin was an actor. Oh, yeah, that was his house.
He was an actor. I wonder what he was in.
Anyways, oh, no, it wasn't his house. It was just founded by him, the club.
But they have portraits of all of their members throughout the house. So there's like.
Does your friend have a portrait?
Not yet.
Wait, the Players is a club of artists and art lovers.
Yeah, so
are you an artist or art lover?
No.
Is he?
No. Colby knows the guy who I was there with. He's a member of the club.
Wow.
But anyways,
wait, this looks amazing. I want to go.
No, you'd be obsessed with it. And it's like very historical. Wait, and it's basically beautiful. A museum.
I was going to say, I want to see the oil painting.
There's oil paintings of all the members.
Wait, that's sick. Look at that.
Yeah.
The Players.
And the members there are actually like.
Oh, it's like a theater club, like theater.
Yes.
The arts.
There's like pool tables. Okay, yeah. All the first of all, it was previously all male. And so the original people who were members are like Mark Twain, John Barrymore, Peter O'Toole. But now it's women as well.
Hell yeah.
And I think like Jane Fonda's, I saw Jane Fonda on the wall.
She is so fat.
I love Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
I hope she lives forever.
But it's very cool. Same. Katie, you would be obsessed with it. So anyways, that's where I went. And I was only there until like 9 or 10. But it's one of those places, like, since it's kind of like a country club vibe, like, they give you like a country club pour. And so I had two Negronis there, and like, my Negronis were basically gasoline. And jeez. So I was cross-eyed. I literally thought I was going to have to Uber home, and I live like a 2-minute walk. I was like, I'm calling an Uber. They were like, you literally live next door. I was like,
so yeah, how okay. do you like do that and wake up and feel fine?
I'm not feeling fine. I've like have barely been able to speak on this podcast. I feel like I also sound so nasally, don't I? Like I feel it in my
That'll happen.
That happens.
The sinuses.
Yeah. Well, with that, I think we need to end it.
With my sinuses.
It's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
I really need to shave.
Long weekend.
Oh, I can't even tell.
You can't tell? I'm so stubbly.
Shave before your spray.
I for sure will do that. For sure.
This episode sponsored by YouBeauty. Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? YouBeauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their Super Hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at YouBeauty.com.
Yeah! Whoa! I'm okay!
Hey, do you love adventure? Do you love outdoor sports? Would you like to learn more and hear from amazing adventure athletes from all over the world? If so, then check out the Adventure Sports Podcast. We've been the premier platform for sharing adventure for more than 10 years now. We help you get your adventure on. Look for the Adventure Sports Podcast wherever you find your podcasts. Get out there and have some fun.